Greetings and shalom to everyone. This is going to be a presentation, part two of Politics and Butterflies. For those of you that heard part one, you'll know why it's titled Politics and Butterflies. But what I want to do as I start part two here is review the outline that we went through in part one. We had two main objectives that we looked at. The first one was that we examined our proper relationship with this world. And the highlighted scripture was Romans 12, verse 2. And it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh." There were three words in there we examined. One of them was conformed, and the second one was transformed, and the third one was renewed or renewing. You'll remember that the word conformed was outlined to be not to be a part of the process or the union with or any of the procedures that are in this world. That's what being not conformed meant. And we were to be transformed, and this word transform was metamorphosis, which is something like the caterpillar being changed to the butterfly through the process of metamorphosis, and that's the same process that we're to go through with the renewing of our mind. And the word renewing had to do with renovation or rebuilding. So the first highlight that we made was we examined our proper relationship with this world in light of this scripture in Romans 12:2. The second highlight that we went through was that we investigated our new job responsibility that Yahweh has assigned to us. And we discovered in 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 20 what this job assignment is. Let me read it. "Now all things are of Yahweh, who has reconciled us to himself through Yahshua Messiah, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that Yahweh was in Messiah reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation." The word of reconciliation. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Messiah, as though Yahweh were pleading through us. We implore you on Messiah's behalf, be reconciled to Yahweh." An interesting addition to this scripture that we went over last time is this word of reconciliation. The word itself is the same word that's used in John 1, verses 1 through 3. The word. It means logos. It's Yahshua Messiah. It's the same Greek that's used in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. "In the beginning was the Word," or the Logos, "and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh, and he was in the beginning with Yahweh. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." Without him nothing was made that was made. So Yeshua made it all. Yahweh was the master architect, and Yeshua was the one that made it all. He was the project manager, if you will, in the creation of the universe. So those two objectives we looked at last time in part one of Politics and Butterflies. This time in part two and in the concluding part, we're going to look at a third objective, and that is we're going to outline that as ambassadors, we have a biography and a personal profile that we're to be included in our ambassadorship. We're going to outline that biography and personal profile as an ambassador of Yahshua Messiah. Let's start with some definitions. A definition of ambassador. When you look at the ambassadors that the world's governments have, you find that there are definitely some qualifications that are required in order to become an ambassador. And I think when I did the research on this, it became real interesting of how these same attributes and characteristics apply to us as ambassadors of Yahshua Messiah. So an ambassador is an official envoy, especially a diplomatic agent of the highest rank accredited to a foreign or sovereign government, and he is as the resident representative of the sovereign government for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment. So the highest ranking accredited to a foreign sovereign government. There's a number of types of ambassadors. If you look, and some of these terms you've probably heard yourself. There are roving ambassadors and goodwill ambassadors, ambassadors at large, cultural ambassadors, and ambassadors without portfolio. And then there's another one which we're going to key in on called ambassadors with portfolio or with portfolios. When we look at the resume requirements for this caliber of person in a government position, the qualifications become pretty striking. An ambassador with portfolio carries the highest credibility and authority with his sovereign government. He is a most respected and trusted liaison and is the senior ranking diplomatic representative assigned by the foreign authority, or the sovereign authority. His actions and deeds are impeccable, and he avoids conflicts of interest at all costs. His portfolio consists of a wide range of trusted credentials, experience, and responsibilities. These distinguished classes of ambassadors are handpicked by the sovereign supreme authority. It is considered by most measures to be the ultimate compliment to be selected as an ambassador with portfolio of a sovereign state. So these are people with high qualifications that become ambassadors with portfolio. Now the parallels with our bio and or our biography and our profile as ambassadors for Messiah are noteworthy. This is what we're going to take a look at here for the next few minutes. There really are seven of these attributes that were in this range that I just read about for the resume qualifications. And there's actually an eighth one that I want to call it a bonus. So we're going to go through these seven primary attributes and look at them in light of and in view of our profile as ambassadors for Messiah. The first one that I just read about was number one was that they're respected and trusted. Now, are we respected and trusted, particularly by Yahshua Messiah? There's a few scriptures that we'll be reading through here. And the first one's going to be in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. So these respected and trusted people, or ambassadors, really have a reputation of excellence is what it boils down to. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. And then a little further on in Proverbs 13, verse 17, we look at this scripture perhaps in light of the competence of being an ambassador. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. He has good things to say. He's competent. He always has the right thing to say. And then in 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. So we trust in our Master, the Messiah, and trust that we will learn from him and be guided by him. We get our competence and our faith and our trust from Yahshua Messiah. So first area we looked at is being respected and trusted. The second attribute as an ambassador is that it's a ranking representative of the sovereign authority. Ranking representative of the sovereign authority. I think you see that as representatives from heaven. In Ephesians 2, verses 19 and 20, the scripture says, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and pilgrims, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of Yahweh, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yahshua Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone." So A ranking representative means we're a senior partner with Yahshua Messiah, and I think the scriptures will point that out. We're experienced, or we're striving for experience, spiritual experience. I don't mean worldly experience. I mean spiritual experience. Or if we're new in the faith, we're certainly striving to gain that experience. Philippians 3 verse 20 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Master Yahshua Messiah." Our citizenship is in heaven. So the second main attribute was that we're a ranking representative of the sovereign authority. The third area that we're going to look into is the third qualification was that our actions and deeds are impeccable. So there's what that insinuates is consistency. Actions and deeds are impeccable. James 2:26 starts to give us some insight into this. James 2:26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So our actions and our deeds and our words need to be in alignment. There's a saying that your talk and your walk have to go together. So you got to be walking the walk and talking the talk. There have to be an alignment between what you say and what you do. In 2 Peter 3 verse 14, another scripture that it highlights this attribute is 2 Peter 3:14. "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless." Without spot and blameless. So our garments need to be white and stay white. Our actions and deeds need to be impeccable. Walking the walk and talking the talk. Make sure that you're in alignment with that principle. And I think we all know that the necessity of doing that. Fourth area in our characteristics or our attributes and in our biography should be to avoid conflicts of interest. And avoid conflicts of interest, not just avoiding them, but avoiding them at all costs, even the appearance of. Matthew 6, verse 24 gives us some insight into this. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. So there's no hypocrisy going to work if we have that in our bio. We have to be rid of the hypocrisy in our life. We can't be fence sitters either. That's one thing I've noticed a lot. People say one thing but do another, or they'll say they understand Yahshua's truth, but they go ahead and participate in the world's events and the world's practices. They are still conformed. That's not something that's going to work in our bio and our resume as ambassadors for Yahshua. No hypocrisy, no fence sitters. Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. Romans 6, verse 1 and 2. "Avoid the appearance of evil. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" So Paul is telling us here, once we're done with that sinful past, you can't go back to it. And you can't even bump up next to it, bump up close to it, and have one leg in the world and one leg in the kingdom. It just doesn't work that way. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. One principle as we're coming to that scripture that I've started to think about is some people say, well, I'm in, you know, are you in? Are you into believing in Yahshua and having faith in him? Count me in. I'm in on that. Well, are you in or are you all in? I think we need to be thinking about being all in. We can't just be part in. We can't have one leg on each side of the fence and think we're in. We've got to be all in. Which are you? 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. "Do you not know that the unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh?" That unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Not just a little bit of extortion or a little bit of idolatry or adultery or fornication, not a little, but none. And such were some of you, and such were me. But you were washed. I've been washed. You've been washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of Master Yeshua and by the Spirit of our Elohim. Washed away at baptism and letting the old man go his own, be buried, be drowned in the water, and let the new man come up with the renewing of our mind, as it says in Romans 12:2, the renewing of our mind. The fifth attribute that we're going to take a look at is that we have trusted credentials and or experience, or we're gaining it. In Psalms chapter 40, verse 4, blessed is the man who makes Yahweh his trust and does not respect the proud, nor as such turn aside to lies. We don't turn aside to lies. We're trusted. We always say our yes is our yes and our no is our no. And our word is trusted. You can depend on our credentials and depend on the words that we speak. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I mean, we can't have the knowledge of good and evil. We got to live by the tree of life. Trusting in Yahweh with all our heart and having full faith that he's going to provide for us. Your track record and performance are significant here. Do we have trusted credentials? Somebody say, well, you know, that person is really consistent. You can be assured that he or she will do what they say they are going to do or what they say they're going to perform. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conduct be worthy of the good message of Yeshua, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the good news. So what Paul is saying here to the Philippians is, even though I may not be there, I'm expecting to hear good news about you and a good report on your behavior when I come around. So in other words, as ambassadors for Yeshua, we need and should be expected to have minimal management oversight. We don't need to be watched over. We don't need to be concerned about somebody doing good when somebody is watching, and then when nobody's watching, we kind of do our own thing. We should have no need for management oversight. We operate on faith, and we operate on love with our neighbor and love with Yahweh. So let your conduct be worthy of that. Let people expect and know who you are, not have some private skeleton in the closet that likes to come out in private, but let your conduct be worthy of the good message of Yeshua. A good ambassador is going to have an open life and be have a track record of good performance. The sixth area, an attribute in our bio or our resume, is really a reflection on being the highest rank not elected. That's not our call. It's a privilege and not a promotion. But this is not something, it's not a popularity contest that we're winning here or anything like that. It's a privilege to be called and to be given this highest rank and not be elected. James 2, verse 5 says, listen, my beloved brethren, has Yahweh not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? So the poor of this world, not the elite. There may be some that are the elite, but it's the poor of this world that will be rich in faith. And 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10, is going to talk about, and only through his mercy. I mean, even though we are the highest ranking non-elected official in Yahweh's ambassadorship, it's only through his mercy that we've been put there. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of Yahweh, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And only through his mercy have we obtained it. It's his calling. And then the seventh attribute is that we are in fact handpicked. Now, as I go through these, if you were in a management responsibility and were hiring people and you got a resume on your desk that had these kind of characteristics, you'd want to go hire them. So you want to bring these kind of people into your business or your organization and want them to work for you. How much more does Yahweh and Yeshua want these kind of characteristics, these attributes to be part of us so that he can work with us as ambassadors? So we're handpicked. Nothing we've earned. Matthew 20, verse 16. So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Only a few are chosen. And Romans 8, 28 through 30 talks about another use of this word conformed, and we're going to read that here as soon as I get through a verse that's just after that, which talks about we're handpicked, but he gives us all things. Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So Yeshua is giving us all things, and in Romans 8:28 through 30, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love Yahweh, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. And this word conformed in the middle, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Now remember back in Romans 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world. Turns out this is the same root word. And we don't want to be conformed or fashioned like or in union with or associated with the patterns or the resemblance or the process of this world. That's what Romans 12, 2 is talking about. The opposite is true here. He also predestined to be conformed. He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's us. He wants us to be conformed. He wants us not to be not conformed. He wants us to be fashioned like, in union with, in association with, after the pattern and the resemblance and the process of the image of his Son, Yahshua Messiah. That's what it's saying here. So this word conformed is a real interesting one if you contrast the scripture here in Romans 8, 29 with Romans 12, verse 2. And then I said in the beginning of this presentation, there are seven main attributes as ambassadors. There's actually an eighth one. We'll call it an eighth one that's a bonus. And the bonus, if you remember from the definitions of ambassadors that I read you, it's an ultimate compliment to be selected as one of these roving or as one of these ambassadors with portfolio. And Deuteronomy 14, verse 2 starts to bring this to light. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. That's a big compliment, and nothing we've earned. So I'm not trying to attach any ego here, but a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. That's what he says about us. And Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 gives us the notion of attitude of gratitude. We want to be grateful. There's no ego attached, just grateful for the calling that we've had. Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the El and the Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Messiah. Every spiritual blessing. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I'm grateful for that. Are you? I think everybody is. Philippians 3, verses 14 through 17. This is a scripture that's familiar to us all. In light of our ambassadorship, let's see what it says here. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of Yahweh and Messiah Yahshua. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, Yahweh will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following me and my example, and note those who walk so, as you have us for a pattern. So set the right example. Note those who walk so. We have the pattern of Yahshua Messiah in the scriptures in the New Testament, and here in Philippians, this testimony from Paul. So to summarize these seven attributes, the first one was that we're respected and trusted. The second one is that we're a ranking representative of the sovereign authority. The third one is that our actions and deeds are impeccable. The fourth is that we avoid conflicts of interest and at all costs. And the fifth one is that we have trusted credentials and experience, or we're gaining that experience. The sixth one is that we're the highest ranking non-elected official. And the seventh one is that we're handpicked. And then the bonus was that it's the ultimate compliment to be handpicked. So praise Yahweh. Now, with these credentials, there's one other part that's necessary for our ambassadorship, and it's our portfolio, because remember, we are ambassadors with portfolio. Diplomatic ambassadors must possess flawless, irreproachable, and verifiable credentials and portfolios. As ambassadors for Messiah, our credentials must be extraordinary. Our portfolio is extensive and eternal, and also is not of this world. Yes, our portfolio is the word of Yahweh as proclaimed in the 66 books of the Bible. John chapter 17, verses 16 and 17 says, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. And in Proverbs 30, verse 5, chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Every word of Yahweh is pure. So you can take the Bible, and every word of it from Yahweh is pure. Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8, verse 3. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh. And then in this section, our portfolio, Hebrews 4, verse 12, in the New King James Version, Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of Yahweh is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yahweh knows when we're seeking for him because we seek with all our heart, says in Jeremiah. Seeking with all our heart. So, we've been called out of this world as ambassadors for Yeshua. What I said previously was ambassadors of reconciliation for Yeshua. As pilgrims and sojourners, we live in this world as if we're a visitor to a foreign land. But our true citizenship is eternal. Colossians 3, verse 1. These last few scriptures are going to be in the Revised Standard Version, the RSV version. Colossians 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Yeshua, seek the things that are above, where Yeshua is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. So the things we seek in and through our ambassadorship are the things above, where Yeshua is. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. And previously we talked about the title of the presentation, Politics to Butterflies, where are we going to be involved in politics, or are we going to be involved as an ambassador of Yeshua? And we determined that we need to morph into the butterfly just as the caterpillar does. So as the caterpillar morphs into a butterfly, we are to be transformed into a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 specifically says, therefore, if anyone is in Messiah, he is a new creature. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. So the caterpillar is gone, the butterfly is here. It's a complete transformation. You don't recognize the appearance of the old to the appearance of the new. The character is different. The presentation is different. The spirit is different. And we are to be throw away that old man and take on the new image. Praise Yahweh for his high calling. May we accept his sovereign assignment as a diplomatic representative of reconciliation. We want to do that with dignity and honor and certainly humility. Now, if we read 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 21 one more time, I'm thinking we'll all get the message here. All this is from Yahweh, who through Messiah reconciled us to himself, Yahweh, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Messiah, Yahweh was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message or the word or the logos of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Messiah, Yahweh making his appeal through us. We beseech you, which means to implore urgently, or you need to have compelling action. We beseech you on behalf of Messiah. We beseech you, be reconciled. We're imploring you to action. Be reconciled to Yahweh. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh and hallelujah for that. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May Yahweh's face shine down and be gracious to you. May Yahweh lift up his countenance and bring you peace.